Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this afternoon. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Come on, we can take time to worship the Lord. Does anybody love Jesus today? Come on, does anybody love Jesus today? Does anybody love Jesus in the house? Has God been good to you in the house? Amen. Come on, he woke you up this morning. That's enough reason to praise him this morning. God, we love you. Come on, let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Man, I love what I feel in the house this morning. Sometimes as an evangelist preaching this thing 4 or 5 times a week, you try to stay in the right frame of mind where you believe God wants you to tap into. And I received a text this morning from my good friend, and I wrestled all day this morning trying to find the mind of God, and he just so happened to send me a text at the right appropriate time. And he said, "Brother, can I have your text and your scripture this morning?" And I said, "Well, give me a little bit. I'm wrestling with the Lord." And I shot it back at him, and if you know me and Brother Weir and Brother Ken, we got this relationship where they asked me to give him something, I give it to him, and we'll say, "Well, we'll tentatively hold on to that because we don't know what God's going to do." But I can assure you, Brother Weir, I believe I'm right where God wants us this morning. Every song that has been sung this morning has just assured me that God has us right where he wants us for the opening night, opening day of this revival. Amen. I believe that. I believe it. I don't want to belabor the time today. I just feel the Lord wants to do something great. But I believe before God can ever do something great and show his greatness, amen, that all hands must be on board today. Amen. Whatever you have need of, you're in the right place at the right time, at the right hour to encounter the only God who can put your life back together today. If you are guests of ours or visitors, we love you. I promise you, if you come back next week, you'll hear some great preaching. Amen. I'm going to try my best to deliver the word of the Lord this morning to you. Psalms chapter 30. If you have the word of the Lord, it is always an honor to have my family with me today. It's such a rare occasion we all get together. Amen. But love my family dearly. Amen. Appreciate them, what God is doing. And what God is going to do. Psalms chapter 30. Amen. Verse 1, when you're there, somebody say amen. The Bible says, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." And verse 5 says, "For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life." How many want the favor of God on your life? "Weeping may endure for a night." And I believe that we're right here in that night season. "But if I can make it through the night, joy cometh in the morning." We can preach about the joy and the goodness of God, but we can't get joy until we first make it through. I want to minister to you today on the subject, how to make it through the night. How to make it through the night. When it seems like God is not working and all you see is the pain and the hurt, understand he's working things out for your good. Amen. Would you close your Bibles? Would you lift both of your hands in this house, and would you help me pray? We need the Holy Ghost to move. God, we need you today. I pray, God, that you, God, would have your will in this house. God, that, God, I can't preach without the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me right now. God, I pray. As we navigate people through the season of darkness, I pray, God, that you'll give us revelation that joy is coming in the morning today, God. We preach to every broken heart today. We preach, God, to those who are struggling to get themselves together. We preach that there's a better day coming today. God, anoint these lips of clay. God, hide me behind the cross. God, that you'll be seen, that you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you turn around and shake somebody's hand and let them know you're going to get through this? Come on, tell somebody else you're going to get through this. And if you believe what you said, why don't you go ahead and be seated, but don't sit down on Jesus. Amen. How to make it through the night. Amen. When we began to study God and we began to look at the book concerning the Word of God, we know that God is a God who moves through the darkness. We can glean from the first book in the Bible when it says the earth was without form and darkness covered the face of the deep. But then it takes time to tell us that the Spirit of God started moving. Even though it was dark, God started moving. Can I tell somebody today that it may be dark in your life right now, but God is still moving. Amen. God is not bothered by space. He's not bothered by time. He's not bothered by your situation or your circumstances. God never takes a day off. He doesn't have a vacation plan. When you think God's not moving, God is always on the move. Amen. We understand that as people of God, that the Bible tells us, instructs us that it will rain on the just and the unjust. Trouble will come knocking at your door. Can somebody agree this morning? That sickness will come to your door. We all have to endure this thing called life. But as long as you got your hand in God's hand, everything's going to work out for the good to them that are called. I'm preaching to this morning to a group of people that even though we don't realize what's on the other side, God has a blessing prepared for you if you learn to endure this thing called the night. No one wants to endure the night season. Nobody wants to endure the pain. I'm preaching to people tonight that you've had to suffer through pain. You have to deal with persecution. You have to deal with naysayers. But you can glean from Psalms 23 when David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with me. I've come to remind somebody on this Sunday morning that God is still walking with you through your season of doom. He's a God who said, I'll never leave you or I'll never forsake you. He's right by your side. But even though, Brother Bo, God is with us, does not exempt us from having to go through the season called night. The pain, the crushing season of night. Amen. Nobody wants to deal with the season of life, which is called the night season, because all we see is the ray hopes of what could be. But hear this preacher today. I didn't come to preach, amen, to you something, amen, that will wow you, amen. I come to help somebody realize, amen, that I know you're walking through the season of destruction. You don't have to tell me, amen, your action lets me know. Amen, you can walk into this building on this beautiful day that God's blessed you with, and you can still find yourself walking lonely, aimlessly through this thing called night season, trying to figure out, is the sun ever going to shine in your life again? Will you ever pray again? Will you ever worship again? You find yourself devastated in a night season. Place of no hope. Place, amen, of no mercy. You can't even feel God. You even ask yourself, does God even hear me? Does God even see where I am today? With every opportunity to give up, with every opportunity, amen, to bow your face in defeat in the night seasons of life. Oh, but hear this preacher today. I've come to remind you, if you can endure the night season, if you can endure the persecution, if you can endure the false accusations, if you can endure what the haters have got to say about you, on the other side of that night season, the sun will shine again. Amen. There's life on the other side of the darkness.
darkness, but you got to endure the season of night. But while you're in your night season and you don't have the right ingredients and you can't pray, the best thing to do is to square your shoulders and you give a great God great praise, because he may not come when you want him to, but he's right on time. The thing that we struggle with is when we're in that night season, the devil does his best work while you're in that night season. Amen. You don't pray like you used to pray because you're in that night season. You're being tempted and tried because you're in that night season. It's difficult to praise God because you're in that night season. Amen. You're focused on the night rather than the light. You're focused on the problem rather than the problems because you're in the night season. Then ask yourself, can any good thing come out of the night season? It's difficult to raise your hands because in the night season, all we do is cry, and all we do is weep, and all we do is woe is me. We complain. Oh, we can't feel God. Amen. We're trying to navigate our life through, way through this thing called life. Amen. We're trying to figure out if God ever loves us. Do you even have purpose today? I've come to pull somebody out of your night season today and help you realize God is here to turn your life around, that you don't have to go home the same way you came. You don't have to be lost as you are. There's a God in this house who wants to turn the light switch on and help you realize that it may be not in your life, but God's ready to pull you out today. He's ready to give you new hope today. He wants to touch you right now. I'm trying to help somebody realize it's time to come out the night season. The sun's about to shine. The sun comes out. God's getting ready to do something. It's easy to say, preacher, because I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the middle of a night season. I'm held captive in a night season. The writer tells us that weeping may endure for a night. Now, I understand something. I learned something here. That the morning's going to come. That's a guarantee. But weep is not guaranteed. It may happen. It may not happen, but you're going to have to go through the night. But the morning is guaranteed. I've come to tell somebody that all hope is not lost today. God is still working in your favor today. His hand is still in your life today. What you need to do in the middle of your night season is let the devil know, hey, weeping may endure for a night, but I'm going to get my joy today. I'm going to get everything that God has for me right now. God's going to bless my family. God's going to heal my body. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get baptized. I'm not going to stay in my night season. God's going to heal my body. He's going to save my soul. He's going to make me whole. Hope is not lost. I'm coming out today. Woo. The worst mistake one can do in the night season, just assume it's all over. Throw your hands up and say it's over. The greatest thing that one can do, from the time the sun goes down until the time that the sun goes up, the Bible says from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. If I have nothing else to do, I've got to praise his name, because the Lord is good and his truth endure to all generations. I've come to help somebody realize that if you can praise God when the sun is shining and the lights are on, you better give him crazy praise. When you're walking through hell and when the bottoms fell out and you've got that bad doctor's diagnosis, because you got to realize he's working it out for your good. But I've got to endure the night season. Seasons come and seasons go. Now, if you're like Brother Harper, I'm not a fan of 105-degree weather. Can somebody say amen? I like sitting on the shade tree and sipping on some tea and relaxing. I love those fall months. It's not too hot. It's hot enough. And it's not too cold, but it's cold enough. Anybody agree with me? I don't know too many people who love the, I can't wait to Brother Harper, we get 10 inches of snow. I can't wait till we get all kinds of ice and we got, Lord, bring the snow. I get so aggravated. I see these Facebook posts. They're talking about 10 feet of snow. I hear people say, Brother, where? Thank God for the snow. I start rebuking him. I don't like that season, Brother Bo. I like to get in my car, amen, turn the ignition on, press my foot on the gas, and go somewhere with no hesitation. But nobody loves the snow. But we have to learn to endure with the winter months. Get your shovel out, get you some ice, and we got to learn to endure the winter. And when summer comes, Lord, Brother Harper, I got to learn to endure the 100-degree heat, sweating like I got no sense, and I get excited because I'm preaching that on the spiritual realm, people, hear me, you got to learn to endure the seasons of life that God takes you through, realizing that this too shall pass. It's not always going to rain in your life. But if you can make it through fall, winter's coming. If you can make it through winter, summer's coming. I've come to preach and to prophesy. Hang on. You're going to make it through this. You're going to make it through. Tell your neighbor you're going to make it through it. Yeah. So the writer understood that the times of crushing are going to happen. Nobody likes to cry. Nobody likes the pain. No one likes the struggle. But we got to make it, church. You've got to make it through what you're going through today. All hope is not lost on this Sunday. I just feel like preaching this morning. I hope this is okay. If you come back tomorrow, we'll preach Alice in Wonderland and we'll preach about Snoopy, but I'm preaching about a God today who wants to let somebody know, I know exactly where you are. You don't have to put on a spiritual facade in the house of God. All you've got to do is say, Lord, it's me, standing in the need of prayer. I've been walking aimlessly through the night season, but the Holy Ghost said today, you're going to make it through the night season. I don't care what the doctor's report has revealed to you. I don't care what friends have told you. I don't care if you lost some things God said today. It's time to make it through. And in order to get through the night season, here's the key. In order to get through, here's some deep revelation. Hold on. Fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be tough. I got this deep revelation, Brother Carl. You're going to make it through how? Just gotta keep on walking through. It's pretty deep, ain't it? That won't cost you nothing. The problem is, we're stuck at the Red Sea. And God said we're crossing over. But we're stuck. And the very thing that you wrestle with stands between you and your victory. And if God said we're crossing over, what does that mean? Well, you people preaching. That means you're going to cross over. And the good book said weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming. And what that means this, I don't let the night seasons come, but joy is coming. I don't care if I have to wrestle and struggle in this season called night. I'm going to make it through. I won't cross over. I'm not going to stay here and be a hostage to the night season called life. I'm going to make it. I'm going to survive. I'm going to shout again. I'm going to worship again. I'm going to live again. You want to know how to make it through the night season? Give a good ground, great praise. Give him worship. Magnify his name. He want to know how to make it through the night season. Clap your hands, all ye people. Because let me tell you something, friend. When you're going through the toughest time of your life, let's be honest, you can take off the spiritual facade. When you're going through some of the toughest times in your life, praising God is the last thing on your mind. Can I get a witness? That's okay. We're going to give an altar call in a minute. I've never known too many people in my ministry. When the doctors gave them this bad doctor's diagnosis, they come to the house of God, and the first thing they do is start shouting no. Because they're focused on the problem. Too many times we focus on the issue that we fail to see that on the other side of your storm, amen, God is already making a way. We fail to realize that while we're walking through the storm of life, amen, I used to pray, Lord, get me out of this storm, but I realized quickly, Lord, I want to stay in the storm because you're in the storm, and you're giving me revelation how great you are in the storm. So when the storms of life come blowing your way, amen, don't you be quick to say, God, get me out of this storm. But while you're in that storm, that crisis, that devastation, you need to say, Lord, I realize that you walk with me, and you're talking with me, and you tell me everything's going to be all right. So while I'm in this storm, while I'm in this season of night, I'm going to do something that the devil thought I'd never do. I'm going to scrub my shoulders, and I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to open my mouth, Brother Bo, and give God praise, because I realize that even though it's night season in my life, the God that I serve, he's more greater than the night. The God that I serve has all power, and the God that I serve wants to bring me out. I've come to preach in the pews. It's time to come out. How many shout I want it today? Hear me. The devil can't kill what God has put in you. Greater is he that's in you. How many got the Holy Ghost this morning? Woo! I figured you'd get a little bit excited about that. How many got the Holy Ghost this morning? How many got the real Holy Ghost this morning? That when you got the Holy Ghost, you spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave you an utterance. You was baptized in the only saving name, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching to somebody right now. Amen. The reason you can't get to the night season is because you're stuck trying to figure out who God is. I've got good news for you right now, that God's coming to your night season, and he's going to give you revelation. Except a man be born again of water and of spirit. He can. I am preaching. It's time to leave perdition. It's time to walk away. It's time to seek his face. It's time to get through this season of life called the night season. No more devastation. No more destruction. No more haters. No more problems. You're going to make it through. But it's night. Night season brings tears. It brings suffering. Seems like we're trying to pray to get out, and we can't get out because we're stuck. Devil does his best work while you're in your night season. You may look at this preacher like he's lost his mind, but I'm looking at people today who can say, preacher, I'm stuck right in the middle of that season, that night season. I'm stuck, and I've been praying, God, is this season ever going to end? Is the darkness ever going to end? Is destruction ever going to end? All I see is pain. God, is it ever going to end? But I've got good news. The storm will end. The season will come to an end. This too shall pass. Just endure the night season. God has a way of pushing us through that season of night. While you may sit there devastated, while you may be sit there discombobulated by what you think God should do and God should not do, God is pushing you through the night season. When it seems like everything else is collapsing all around you, understand God is pushing you through that season of life. In that night season, it should cause you to want to pray more than you've ever prayed. In that season of night, it should cause you to love more than you've ever loved. In that night season, it should cause you to worship more than you've ever worshiped. In that night season, it should cause you to praise God more than you've ever praised God. Because you know you don't know how long I'm going to praise Him. It may rain 365 days a year, but sooner or later the storm has to stop and the clouds have got to roll back, which give revelation to a new day. I preach, hang on somebody. All hope is not lost. Ride out the storm. You're going to get through this season of night. But we're stuck here.
Everyone loves a good shout down service. Truth be told, if we stop and settle down, somebody somewhere is stuck in the night season.
Is this okay?
We're stuck.
Thank you, sis. I'll come on down. Thank you. That's the first time that's ever happened. Come on down. I guess nobody else wants me to come down.
So we're stuck. And
we have this perception of serving God, that everything's always going to be just a bed of roses. But we lose focus that when the storms show up, when the doctor's diagnosis show up. We just preached a revival here early this year in Alabama, and this sister come in, and she had just came in. Matter of fact, the day before, she gave us this doctor's diagnosis. She's stage 4 cancer. Nothing else they can do. All hope is gone. But I noticed this lady would come into the house of God, and they would be singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet. And she just barely could run, but she'd just give God everything she had. See, to us, it looked crazy, but if we were dealing with the issue, it'd be a different story. So you got to be careful when you mimic people who worship God, because you don't know their story. So she started to praise God and started worshiping God, and I end up leaving and coming back home, and I was in the middle of a revival. I don't like to bring my phone with me, but this particular service, my phone was with me, my phone vibrated, and I checked the text message, and the pastor said, Brother Harper, can you call me ASAP? I said, well, it's pretty difficult. I'm on the platform. It's pretty difficult. Well, for some odd reason, I decided to just slip off the platform, went to the back, and I called him, and he said, Brother Harper, are you busy? I said, well, I'm just about to preach. Is everything okay? He said, well, I got something I really need to share with you. Yes. He said, the sister that had been coming to church, and they gave her stage 4 cancer. I said, yes, sir. And she was just worshiping God like it was no. I said, I remember that sister. He said, well, I went to the doctor with her this morning. I said, yes, sir. And I'm thinking the worst, you know. We're thinking, oh Lord, am I going to have to go back to Alabama? He said, well, we went to the doctor and we sat in there, and they came in there and they drew blood, and they're making fun and joking. He said, but then I noticed that another doctor came in and he took some more tests, and then another doctor came in and he took some more tests, and then another doctor came in and he took some more tests, and I'm thinking, can't they get this right the first time? And finally, they ushered him out the room, and the doctor. Doctors came and they shut the curtains, they shut the blinds. He said they were in there for a complete hour talking to this young lady. He said soon or later the door opened and one doctor went one way, another doctor went one way, another doctor went one way, and another doctor went one way. And he said, then I stepped into the room and she had tears screaming down her face. And I said, sis, are you okay? What did they say? He said, what you don't realize, Pastor, that these was the same doctors who diagnosed me with stage 4 cancer who told me that it was over. Go ahead and make reservations to leave this world. She said, what you don't realize, that since that day, my life has been clouded by nothing but darkness, gloom, doom, and destruction. I literally thought it was over. She said, that's the reason why I kept coming to church. When I didn't have nothing else to do, I realized I got to get myself to a safe place. That's the reason why I was clapping my hands like it was nobody's business, because I knew I was in a night season and I need God to turn the lights on. She said, the same doctors who told me life was over had to look at me in my face and tell me, ma'am, we don't know what happened. We don't know where the cancer is. I'm preaching to somebody that when it seems like all hope is lost, when it seems like you got nowhere to turn to, he still hears your prayers. He still sees what's going on. It's no time to lose hope. Maintain your faith. It's going to pass. You've got to make it through the storm. Woo! And that's great, isn't it? That's great. But she had to endure through the tough times. Too many people give up too soon and miss out on a miracle. Because right in the season of darkness, we give up. Let me preach to somebody right now who the devil's told you give up. You'll never preach. You'll never worship. You can come in and put on a facade, and that's okay. But you're in total darkness, total chaos. But you hear this preacher today, I've come to tell you, it's just a season. And if you can learn to endure the night, if you can endure the heartbreak, if you can endure the persecution, I know it's going to hurt. I know it's going to be painful. But hear this, preacher. You've got to endure, because in due season, if you reap, you shall. Come on, preaching. That is due season. You can't faint and you can't give up. You're going to make it. You're going to survive. You're going to see the sunshine. You're going to reap some things. I know it's going to be painful. It's going to cost you some tears. You're not going to be able to sleep at night. But hear this, preacher. It's time to come out, because your season Let's all stand. Worship will take you that nothing else will take you. Jesus, Martha's complaining. Jesus, look, I'm trying to get the guests ready in the house. I'm trying to get everybody a place to fix. I'm trying to cook some cheesecakes and cookies and all this other stuff. I'm trying to make sure everything's fine. Where's Mary? Jesus stops and says, wait a minute. While you're so encumbered, concerned about life, she goes, shout, find Mary at the feet of feel today in this house and in that night season that you're in. There's just places that worship will take you. See, because when you really want to worship God, you will expose yourself before God. You won't put on this facade. Everything looks good. I'm fine. Everything's okay, preacher. Preach to somebody else. But when you're walking through that valley, when you're in that season of life and you don't know what's going to happen, you got to come to God and say, God, listen, here I am. You'll show God the hurt, pain, the frustration that you're dealing with that nobody knows about. And you lay your head down at nighttime, you're trying to figure out how am I going to make this work. And nobody knows about it, Brother Biddle, but God says today is your season. And I'm trying to get you to realize that if you'll just keep pressing on. I know it's going to hurt. I know you cried, told me the tears are to where you can't even cry, but God said today, just look beyond that storm, you'll see the clouds are starting to part ways. It may seem as though it's way a distance mile away, but if you'll keep looking, you'll see that there's a break in the clouds. You'll see the rain is starting to soak. The more do you begin to pray, the more that you begin to cry to God, look, the clouds start to split. The more you lift your hands, you let the tears go, and you let God see that pain, and you let God see your frustration, then you'll start see the sun is starting to shine. You'll see, Brother Barker, that sun's starting to shine. I know it may have caused you some sleepless night. I know it hurts, but the sun's going to shine again. You lift your hands all throughout this house right now, Jesus. It doesn't matter who you are. I'll tell you this right now. The first order of business is this. Except a man be born again of water and of spirit. Listen, we're going to baptize somebody in Jesus' name. And I'm believing if they're here and you don't have the Holy Ghost, I believe this. That you can go back, be baptized in Jesus' name. And when you come out of that water and you begin to lift your hands, you have established a covenant with God, which means that once you've been repented of your sins, you've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. The promise of the Holy Ghost is to you. And you can get the Holy Ghost today. And you can start a new journey right now. But also on the flip side of that, reaching for those today who find yourself right in the middle of that night season. Right in the middle of that season of suffering and pain. Hear me. You know how you're going to make it through that season is this. The moment you leave your pew and you come down to this altar and lift your hands, that's an indication that I'm moving to where God wants me to be. Come on, there may be frustration. You might have walked through this building your life in a million pieces. But you're going to make